Meadowvale Conservation Area. This parcel of land is rich in history, as the first settlement was established thousands of years ago by native peoples. By 1700, the Iroquoian people who settled along the Credit River Valley were driven north by the Mississaugas, an Ojibwa group. After European contact, many United Empire loyalists were attracted to the area as they were offered parcels of land. Legend has it that the practice of doing business with the local Mississauga natives was done on credit, giving the river its first European name. The village of Meadowvale started in 1820, and by 1831, the first sawmill was created, to be followed 5 years later with a second mill that can be seen along this section of the river. In 1856, development again increased with the production of a grist mill. All of these mills were powered by the Credit River. The city of Mississauga monitors the condition and extent of its natural areas every year. In 2006, the city of Mississauga had only 6.6% of its natural area left. This number is expected to decrease due to urban growth pressures. Existing natural areas are experiencing declines in quality due to litter, unsanctioned trails, invasive species, and people extending their cultivated backyards into conservation areas. Meadowvale Conservation is beside the Meadowvale Village, and all of Meadowvale Conservation's 186 acres are nestled in Mississauga's urban environment, where the Credit River sculpts through the property. This property is considered to be an environmentally significant area because it has many significant features. One important feature is that this area is a floodplain, which is a lowland area beside a river that is covered by water during a major flood. Floodplains are crucial in holding water when levels are high and help to prevent flooding. Another important feature is that Meadowvale Conservation Area sits in part of the Peel-Till Plains. The plains were created by glacial lakes and rivers that swept through this area thousands of years ago, forming large, fertile lands that are now made up of larger deposits of limestone and shale. Take time to explore this beautiful and significantly large natural area that is nestled in a bustling urban city. Wander down the Glassford Trail, originally created as an arboretum, which takes you through some of the lush and diverse landscapes that Meadowvale Conservation Area has to offer. This trail is named after Clark Glassford, a former Credit Valley Conservation Board member and counselor from Caledon, and recognizes his contribution to stewardship in the Credit Valley. Along your walk, keep your eyes peeled for signs of the many plants and animals that call Meadowvale their home. Continuing along the trail systems will lead you to the Cullum Trail that links many parks and neighborhoods. The Cullum Trail is named after David Cullum, a former City of Mississauga counselor and a board member of Credit Valley Conservation who has worked throughout his life to enhance the Credit River Valley. This trail connects Arundale Park to the Credit River Valley and to the city of Brampton. Along this trail, you will pass remnants of orchards, dams, mill sites, and homesteads. These remnants of early mill and farm ruins are still visible beneath the tangled growth of plants, giving a hint of the area's past. One uncommon plant that can be found in this area is the white trout lily, which has mottled leaves and can boast to being one of the first flowers to emerge in early spring. Look carefully at the leaf litter before the leaves sprout on the trees, and you might spot the mottled leaves of the trout lily pushing through the sun-touched understory. The more common trout lily found is the yellow trout lily, which, true to its name, has a bright yellow nodding flower. One more common plant to be found in the Meadowvale area is the Manitoba maple. The Manitoba maple is an invasive species because it outcompetes other plants and dominates in areas through its quick seeding in disturbed environments. Climate change could also increase the growing problem of invasive species by providing a milder climate for more southern species. You can help to control invasive species by simply cleaning mud and dirt off your car, pets, and hiking boots before traveling onto public lands. Continued monitoring of changes and effects occurring in CVC will continue to best protect these natural areas. The jewel weed, also known by its common name as touch-me-nots, have bright orange flowers and irresistible seed pods that burst when touched. This is a native species, which means that it's been in the area before European settlement. Native species are incredibly important to the ecosystem, as they have evolved with local animals and insects, giving them necessary food and habitat. Pause for a moment by these flowers, and you might catch sight of the vibrant, ruby-throated hummingbird, which feeds on the nectar of this tubular flower. Gently squeeze a pod and watch seeds fly over a meter away. If you notice any pale jewel weeds in the watershed, please report these uncommon plants. Along the trail, you will also pass by some very large willow and oak trees that enjoy the wetter soils along the floodplain. These trees are not just amazing in terms of their girth, with some spanning more than a meter in diameter, but are also fantastic in that they provide refuge and homes for birds and other animals. Look for large crevices in these trees, and perhaps you will catch the masked face of a raccoon peering out at you. Also look out for the gray, smooth, elephant-like legs of the beech trees that drop their fruit in autumn. These seeds, also called beech nuts, are surrounded by small burrs and are a favorite food source for deer, squirrels, and blue jays, and are edible in small amounts for human consumption. Other interesting and significant trees to be found include the butternut, a nationally endangered species, the tulip tree, and American chestnut. Flying past some of these forests is one curious resident called the kingfisher. This bird relies on the river for its food and is true to its name as it dives and fishes in clear, shallow waters, piercing its slippery prey with its long beak. This bird chooses nesting banks high in sand content and generally free of plant roots, which can be found all along the meandering path of the Credit River in this area. The kingfisher uses these bluffs to dig long tunnels for nests. Listen for its long, harsh rattle. Look for its bobbing flight pattern, and see if you can find it perched in a tree, studying the creek below. Other birds that rely on the floodplain and riverbanks for food include the great blue heron, black crown heron, and green heron. As most of the site is a wide, flat floodplain, this is a great spot for them to hunt for food in the shallow, clear river. The great blue heron can be identified by its long legs and neck that it stretches out over clear water to search for food, such as fish, frogs, and even small mammals. Some of the fish that might pass by the steady gaze of the great blue heron are the rainbow trout and Atlantic salmon. It's interesting to note that the rainbow trout are not native to the Credit River, but Atlantic salmon were until they were extirpated due to dams, water pollution from decomposing industrial organic waste, and over-harvesting. Although some of these issues still persist today, many have been and continue to be addressed to ensure the success of the reintroduced salmon to the area. This river section acts as a migratory corridor for these fish, and future plans might allow smallmouth bass past the Streetsville Dam and into Meadowvale Conservation Area. Although over 30 fish species were identified in this area, studies have shown this section of the river is not as healthy as other sections due to lack of cover and hiding places. Efforts are being made to assess and revitalize this river corridor. A mammal that can be spotted grazing by the river or nestled among taller grasses is the white-tailed deer. Its name refers to its tail that is raised to show its white underside when alarmed. Deer depend on large corridors, and their presence in the Credit Valley shows that they are using the Valley Corridor that stretches from the Lake Ontario shoreline to the Niagara Escarpment. The Credit Valley is large and relatively undisturbed, and has a mixture of open habitat and closed habitat such as forests that provide good hiding places and winter cover for deer. As more agricultural land has been changed into urban landscape, deer have adapted by moving into patches of wetland, forest, and field connected by urban ravines. Enjoy your exploration of the property, and while wandering, take a moment to reflect upon the Credit River. This once major river, historically used as a shipping and trading channel by the natives and Europeans, now connects us to the floodplain remnants and nature's highlights, tucked in the middle of a bustling city.